Oh, it's fun right now. You know, coach set up a lot of competition. Guys is working hard right now. I mean, it looks real good offensively. I mean, guys are gelling and connecting defensively. They're looking really good out there right now. So, you know, it's up to us to just keep on to their pace and, you know, continue to gel together as a team.
When you came here as an undrafted free agent, did you think you would move up the depth chart this quickly for whatever reason?
You know, I was hoping so. You know, I always had it in my mind. I felt like I could go and be, you know, a feature back for any team in the NFL. You know, I was just looking for a team to give me an opportunity to believe in me and allow me to push myself to get to the level of competition. I just feel like, you know, I don't feel like there's anything that I can't accomplish, you know, if I put my mind to it.
So we haven't really talked to you since Travis got released. You know, how did that affect you? Were you surprised? And B, you know, I mean, it's just kind of a sign of confidence in you as well.
You know, it hasn't affected me none whatsoever. You know, my job is to come out and be prepared, ready to go. You know, no difference is from, you know, if I was behind the guy and the guy come in and, you know, end up getting hurt and I had to come in and step up and, you know, fill the position. You know, my job is to come in and learn the plays and be prepared, you know, handle it like professional, and when my number's called, be ready to go.
Do you feel like there's any part of that was confidence in you too? I had to show some confidence in you.
You know, well, I mean, that's confidence in Mr. Shanahan. I mean, he's won Super Bowls. He's one of the greatest coaches, if not, you know, one of the greatest coaches of all time. So, you know, me, myself, I believe in anything that he does, anything he says. And I'm going to go out and, you know, be a soldier for him. Decision he made, you know, I'm going to stand behind it. You know, if that reflects on me, you know, it's a decision that he made and his belief in me and myself and the other guys that we have in our position. So, you know, it's my job to go out and just, you know, do my job.
Have you talked to Mike about being a number one, that you can be a number one guy, that you can be an every down player, that you can carry the ball 25 times a game?
You know, we've talked about that, you know, last year, you know, in camp. You know, he's, you know, Bobby Turner, you know, he also has said that, you know, this is, I feel like you're a guy who can go out and compete for a starting job and play, you know, running back for my team or any other team in the NFL. You know, from day one, I had that confidence, and to hear it come from him, you know, a whole year ago, you know, it hasn't changed my mindset at all one bit a year later.
Mike did say at the end of the year he didn't know if you could hold up 20 or 25 carries a game because your size and all that. Heard that from him,
you know, that's something up to me to prove. You know, he's a guy, he's been in, he's looking at it from outside and coach's perspective. You know, it was opportunities I went in, you know, I showed flashes of it. You know, I was a rookie, but it's up to my job to go out and prove to the coach that I can be, you know, kind of, you know, productive in that sense. And up to me to stay healthy and do the things off the field and in the weight room, you know, to combat with his ideas.
How much you weigh right now?
I'm 211 right now.
Is that what you want to be at, or do you want to gain more?
You know, I'm just continuing working hard and continuing to lift hard and, you know, eat right and eat good and, you know, and try to stay healthy. You know, God willing, I can stay healthy throughout the season, and how much I weigh wouldn't even matter or affect me one bit on the football field.
Got time for two more, guys?
In your
two.
Mind, is this your job to lose?
In my mind, I feel that way. You know, I feel like I'm coming out and I'm taking the reps, you know, right now with the ones, and I feel like it's my job to go out and continue to you know, be a leader, be an example for the guys who are behind me, and continue to keep, you know, pressure on those guys that they're putting pressure on me also. So, you know, whenever this etched in stone, you know, I hope I'm going to be the guy that's going to be leading the troops.
In some ways, do you feel there's a chip on your shoulder a little bit?
I feel like my mindset and my focus hasn't changed one bit. You know, I got a chance to be blessed to play one football season in the NFL, and, you know, I still feel like I'm an undrafted guy, and there's a lot of teams that, you know, passed up on me. So my mindset is no different from last year, but, you know, I feel like it's a little more hunger there, a little more eagerness to get out and go and perform.